From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Convoys carrying food and medical aid are due to leave Wednesday for besieged areas in Syria, where thousands of people have had their access to supplies cut both by government forces and opposition fighters. The aid deliveries are part of an agreement between Syria and the United Nations. They are being sent to seven areas, including Madaya and Zabadani near the capital, as well as in two areas in the northern Idlib province. UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, said Tuesday after meetings in Damascus that the deliveries are a test of the government's commitment to allow the United Nations to bring humanitarian aid and reach the Syrian people. China has deployed an advanced surface-to-air missile system to one of the disputed islands it has claimed in the South China Sea. It's a move likely to increase tensions among China and its neighbors. The Defense Ministry of Taiwan Wednesday said that there is missile batteries have been set up on Woody Island, which is part of the Paracel Island chain. Images from a civilian satellite company first revealed by U.S.-based Fox News shows two batteries of eight surface-to-air missile launchers, as well as a radar system deployed on the beach on Sunday. The World Health Organization says it will need some $56 million to implement its strategic response designed to contain the Zika virus, which has been linked to birth defects in newborns. The WHO said Wednesday that its strategy focuses on mobilizing and coordinating partners, experts, and resources to help countries enhance surveillance of the Zika virus. VOA News. Iran's OPEC envoy said Wednesday the country plans to increase its oil production to levels it had before the imposition of international sanctions sharply cut its exports. The comments came ahead of a meeting in Tehran of oil ministers from Iran, Iraq, and Venezuela to discuss a proposal to freeze production in order to battle a drop in oil prices. Russia and OPEC members Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, and Qatar agreed Tuesday to keep their oil output at January levels. The United Nations is preparing to ask international donors for $1.8 billion to pay for humanitarian aid to millions of people in Yemen this year. The UN humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, told the Security Council the appeal will be launched on Thursday. He laid out the effects of the devastation Yemen has experienced in the past 12 months, and said the money would pay for food, water, sanitation, and urgent health care for up to 10.6 million people. Pope Francis Tuesday urged Mexico's clergy not to resign themselves to a society dominated by drug-fueled violence and corruption and fight against injustice. He spoke to priests, nuns, and seminarians in Michoacán State, the heart of Mexico's drug trafficking country. Francis held a second mass for young people. He says, it's a lie to say that the only way of living and being young is to leave life in the hands of the drug trade or all of those who all they do is sow destruction and death. That is a lie, and we say it while holding Jesus' hands. He also called on them to reject the lie that's the only way to live as a young person is to use illicit drugs. A one-day strike in the Democratic Republic of Congo shut down most businesses in the capital of Kinshasa Tuesday as the opposition sought to pressure President Joseph Kabila to step down and not contest elections expected sometime in November. Mr. Kabila has been in power since 2001 and is barred by the Constitution from seeking another term. Senegalese President Macky Sall's bid to reduce his five years was rejected Tuesday by the country's top court. Mr. Sall said he will complete his seven-year term ending in 2019. The court said the proposal was not consistent with the Constitution. Uganda's presidential campaign ended Tuesday ahead of Thursday's vote that longtime opposition leader Kizza Besigye says will neither be free nor fair. Besigye has failed three times to unseat Mr. Museveni, who is also competing with former Prime Minister Amana Mbabazi. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.